14th of February 2020, Acts 13, 46 to 49. We think of Saint Cyril and Methodius. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out fearlessly. "We had to proclaim the word of God to you first, but since you have rejected it, since you do not think yourselves worthy of eternal life, here and now we turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord commanded us to do when he said, 'I have made you a light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach the remotest parts of the earth.' It made the Gentiles very happy to hear this, and they gave thanks to the Lord for his message. All who are destined for eternal life became believers. Thus the word of the Lord spread through the whole countryside." It was still a deep conviction that prevailed in the early church and also in later times. The gospel was to be brought to the ends of the earth. The two brothers Cyril and Methodius were completely fulfilled by this mission and missionized the Slavic world. Despite some resistance, a liturgy in the Slavic language was created. With the decision of the Pope at that time, they refrained from celebrating everything only in Latin, which could actually lead to a certain narrow-mindedness. A balanced relationship of fidelity to tradition, combined with the flexibility to listen to the guidance of the Spirit, should distinguish the Church. However, today, the main direction the Church has taken seems to have strayed into a primarily modernist vision. To renew a Church by making it conform to the world spirit? How is that possible? If the Church is no longer led by the Holy Spirit and holds fast to the handed-down truth and mission, it becomes a plaything of the spirit of the times, a leaf in the wind. The spirit of the time is not Christian, but in many aspects increasingly anti-Christian. Let us rather return to the words of the Holy Scripture. To understand them better and to allow ourselves to be formed by them is a true renewal, because we are dealing here with the Word of God and not with human considerations. In terms of the history of salvation, then, it is a matter of carrying the light to the nations, to the ends of the earth. For this, however, a firm conviction is needed that for all the people of the world, the encounter with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is necessary for salvation. This includes that God can give the grace of Jesus to people who have not been able to have an authentic encounter with the Redeemer in their lives. This will happen in the ways only God knows. But this is not an obstacle for the mission. In this respect, all speculations and considerations that hinder the inner impetus of mission must be rejected. For example, if God wants all religions the same way, as expressed in the official Abu Dhabi declaration, then the intention of the mission is lost. We cannot find the lack of dynamics in the Apostle Paul or in the brothers of today's day of remembrance who proclaims the gospel in word and deed. Why should God today have changed his mission? Surely, one can always find new ways of proclaiming the gospel and learn from and avoid past mistakes. And one is sightedness. But if we are not convinced that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life for all people, then we will hardly be guided by the Spirit of God, who reminds us of everything that Jesus said and did, and also of these words of St. Paul as they are laid down above. So let us take the words of the Lord seriously. Then, and also the statements of the Church right up to recent times. And let us not allow ourselves to be lulled to sleep and paralyzed in our efforts to carry the gospel to people on the path entrusted to us. The gospel must be proclaimed in word and deed, whether convenient or inconvenient, just as the gospel becomes credible when the right action of faith and love follows, so the right action needs the word of the gospel, so that people know who is doing all the good deeds, and so that God is praised and glorified. Let us not let ourselves be confused by the spirit of the times, and especially not when this spirit has entered our Holy Church.
The communion verse, which we want to hear today, says, "All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God."
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Vide erunt omnes, fine estere,
Ghost.